Mom? Dad?
Hey, Google, what's on my calendar today?
You have one event called House to Yourself.
Yeah. Hey, Google, add aftershave to my shopping list.
Hey, Google, remind me to clean these sheets later.
Okay, I'll remind you.
That is Macaulay Culkin recreating classic Home Alone scenes using Google Assistant, a great ad to cap off the year. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll has been looking at the best and worst ads of 2018. He joins us. John, was it a good year for U.S. advertising?
Good year from a financial standpoint, certainly. The estimated ad spending in the U.S. is about $219 billion this year,
wow,
which is up about 6% from last year. From a creative standpoint, it's the usual mixed bag of the good, the bad, and the concepts with a capital K.
Okay, well, first tell us about the best ones.
One of the best advertisers of the past year has been Apple. Apple has three ads in Adweek's best list for 2018. They're really compelling, and they've done a terrific job. Another ad that has been a big success is the Alexa Loses Her Voice ad for Amazon. And what happens is they bring in these different celebrities like Hell's Kitchen chef Gordon Ramsay to substitute for the smart speaker's speaker.
Alexa, show me a recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Pathetic. You're 32 years of age.
And you don't know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Its name is the recipe, you
So that ad won the USA Today Ad Meter Super Bowl ratings this past February.
I feel like there's just an endless amount of fun that can be had for advertisers when it comes to these smart speakers. There's also the Nike campaign celebrating 30 years of its Just Do It tagline. Those ads revolve around Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback who's been out of the NFL for the past two seasons after protesting against racial injustice by kneeling during the national anthem. Here it is.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
Yeah, this ad sort of qualifies as a best and worst at the same time. A lot of people thought it was really outrageous. There was a lot of burning of Nike products on social media. Other people thought it was terrific and really a bold statement by Nike.
Any ad solidly in the worst column?
Well, it was an election year, so was obviously a lot of political ads fall in there. I think the consensus was an ad, a video that Donald Trump sent out on social media that claimed Democrats had let a cop killer in over the border from Mexico. A lot of people looked at this and said, this narrative is completely misleading. And a lot of people thought it was racist.
Well, and in fact, it was pulled off the air before the election by a number of channels that were running it. Racially insensitive ads seem to be a worldwide trend this year. A photo from Macy's website received backlash because it shows a single black mother and three black children. That image sparked outrage because it's the only black family in Macy's holiday campaign advertisement without a father. What else are you seeing?
Dolce & Gabbana, the fashion designers, they had a video campaign that showed a Chinese model trying to eat Italian food with chopsticks. People thought it was mocking the Chinese. It was really insensitive. Back in March, Heineken launched a campaign for a light beer. It showed a bartender sliding a beer down the bar. It goes past three dark-skinned patrons, stops in front of a light-skinned patron, and the tagline comes on the screen, "Sometimes lighter is better."
You wonder who approves these.
I think it's people who don't go out of doors very much.
That is John Carroll, a media analyst for Here and Now. And we've got a link to his Campaign Outsider blog at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thanks a lot. Happy holidays.
Same to you.